Harper Audio presents Chinese Rules by Tim Clissold, read by Stephen Critchlow. To fight and win 100 battles is not supreme excellence. The greatest general avoids war and overcomes his adversary without fighting. Third section, Sun Tzu's The Art of War, 6th century BC. A Chinese chop. The events that I describe in the main narrative of this book actually happened. But this is a story of an adventure, rather than an expose of any particular individual or company. So I have changed the names of some of the companies and the characters that appear. The main events described in this story took place between 2005 and 2012. Chapter 1. Even a beast like a 1,000-pound ox must lower its head to drink. Traditional peasant saying, even the most capable must sometimes ask for help. I almost didn't answer the call. I had been gazing absent-mindedly out at the hills and the purple splash of heather as the train sped south towards York. But the carriage was almost empty, so I took out the phone and clicked on the button. A voice confirmed my name and asked abruptly if I could go to China. Glancing around me, I whispered, "I can't really take a call right now. I'm in the quiet coach, you see." "Well, you better call me back right away. Didn't you get my message?" said the voice with a snort, and then the line cut out. London was still a couple of hours away, so I waited a while as the stone towers on the Minster receded into the distance. The landscape levelled out around York, and farther south a network of canals stretched out in straight lines towards the horizon.